of the fire districts for water commissioners. It is Wednesday, September 20th, and it's 6:30. I noticed that Jen is very accurate with her finding on these things. Is anyone recording this? Okay, Amy's recording it. We've got two sets of minutes today. We'll start with the first one that's dated August 2nd, 2017. When you guys are ready, let me know.
And move to accept the minutes of August 20th.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it.
Wait, we'll stop.
Pause. Public comment.
Public comment. Please come up and identify yourself.
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. I noticed on the agenda that the payroll situation has been resolved. However, after attending your last meeting, I'm not sure what the problem was. So I was wondering if you could please clarify the issue and explain the resolution.
To the best of my knowledge, it was simple, a difference in opinion on some math. It gets apparently one year there was the leap year with an extra day in it, and it affected the whole calculation. And one side was seeing that, the other side wasn't. And after all coming to a head at the last meeting, it was looked at carefully. And there's an agreement between both sides. There'll be a retro check that was already being issued. Is that correct? To make everything right and current, and then it should be on a. Everything should be fine from now on out. Any other public comment?
Carol Zace, 86 Putnam Avenue. Sorry I couldn't make the last two meetings, but I did listen to them on the recording and did report back to the Civic Association just to keep them abreast of what's going on. All I can request is that you guys really talk into your microphones and maybe it's really hard to hear and possibly say your name because I'm trying to, you know, if we're not here, trying to identify the voices, but I know that's hard. So, and please ask the public when they talk to come up to the microphone. But other than that, thanks for doing 6 o'clock meetings. I really appreciate it and sorry I wasn't here, but I do listen to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any other public comment? Well, I'm still part of the public, so I have comment. I was given a copy of this, and it's in everyone's packet here. There's an open meeting law regional training at Mashpee Town Hall, Monday, October 2nd, 5:30 p.m. Anyone that wants to go to it is free to go. I would urge, I've been to it before. I will not be, I'm going to be in a different state at that time, but I would urge the other commissioners to go to it so we can be familiar with all the things we have to be familiar with nowadays. And the other thing I had to comment on, I wish I had my printer work because I wrote a letter and it's addressed to the treasurer, Ray Perrone. It has to do with my status with my work and compensation for this elected position. I have in the process of retiring and to stay in compliance with the rules of the Barnstable County Retirement Board. I have to, all my other positions that I work at within the county system, I have to resign from. I at one time, according to law, I was going to have to stop doing what I'm doing right here. That was deemed to be unconstitutional, but they can mandate that I don't get compensated for it. So my last quarterly check will be the one I get at the end of this month. And so from then on out for the next 7 quarters, there will be no check being cut to me. And that is pointed out in a letter to the treasurer, along with the appropriate statutes and everything. So I just wanted that out in the open. So if anyone has any questions about my status, about being retirement and everything else that goes with that, I wanted to be upfront about it so everyone knew.
Okay. Congratulations on your time.
I'm not warming up to it yet. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Who brought that to your attention? Was it the retirement board, or I'm just...
The retirement board was happy to tell me about it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we're going to go back to the minutes. And this is from the special meeting we had, August 8th.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes of August 8th.
Is there a second?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And the regular meeting of August 16th.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of August 16th.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Chris, are the numbers next to the payroll authorizations the totals that those individuals received for their overtime? The numbers that are written in?
Yeah, their total hours. The numbers that are written in are their hourly wage, I believe. It would be the total of it from Tony.
Yep.
For the assistant treasurer.
Gotcha.
only for a couple more days. Now it's the water quality.
All tests taken for the month. Coliform samples came back free and clear. We seem to be in good shape. We do have to redo our, since we took the tank down, we have to put in a new sample schedule and unassign our tanks or not use them as a routine sample. So I'm going to start testing the fire department, and I'm going to put a portable testing, not a portable, a outside testing unit where the Main Street tank was, and probably get a little building built around it without a door, because I don't want to make it so that people try to break into it, but I just want to be able to get the guys out of the weather when it's time to take a sample during the weather, if it's raining, if it's snowing out or anything like that, just to try to keep it out of the sample. So I have to add a couple spots, but I already have the plan to do it. I've talked to Board of Lardy about installing it. It should be coming along soon. Other than that, we're doing all right.
We're talking just about a little shed, or?
Yeah, I'm talking a little shed. I don't know if it'd be cheaper to have someone build one, or have the guys do it, or to to that effect, but I'll figure it out. I'll look around. Somebody told me it's almost cheaper to go down to Pine Harbors and get one than it is to even have someone come over and build one.
Okay, you have to think about building for that.
Yeah.
Might be a shed available right there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
All right, and Superintendent, September 2017 today, so the August, month of August. In August 2016, we pumped 47,058,000 gallons of water. In August of 2017, we pumped 33,983,000, for a difference of 13,075,000 less than last year. We had, in 2016, we had just over half an inch of rain. This year, we've had 7.25 inches. Been raining right along. Sprinkler systems don't run. We don't pump as much water. It's been pretty wet season this year, and a lot of people, the pumps down. We had two new services go in, one over two at Meadows, one down on Bay Road. A couple replacement services, one being right next door, and one, I believe it was over on Lewis Pond Road, excuse me. Talking about the annual bid, you guys had me send a letter out after the last meeting to Board of Lottie Construction, giving them a time limit. Should be in your packet, I believe. The letter was in there, and their response, their waterworks professional is back at work. He's healed. He's already showed up on the job. So they are meeting the requirements at this point. I would need a vote to accept their contract as the awarding the contract to them tonight.
Do you have a copy of that by chance?
I do not have a copy of the contract. I do know that we have viewed it before.
Yes, we
have. They were the low bidder. I do not have the figures in front of me. I think you can word it as to
just to accept, yes. See the motion to accept the bid from Board of Lottie.
Now as they've met the criteria.
They've met the criteria. How long does it go to with the end date?
July 16th, I believe, of 2018.
Can we have a motion for this?
I'll make a motion to accept the contract for Board of Lottie now that they're in compliance.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? The only thing I want to say, I'm glad the guy's feeling better and back on the job. I'm still, when we send out a bid request and more than one person responds to it, I think we have to consider that if someone doesn't supply, doesn't have, meet all the requirements, that it's not fair to the bidder that does meet the requirements then not to be considered. I know this is, we've gone through an extenuating circumstance, not knowing that how this price is going to come back or not. I think in the future, should be the best bid of those that are compliant to the bid requirements. So, we have a vote on this. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Nope. I'll just send a letter of acceptance. You also had me send a letter out to came in at 428 Main Street concerning their shed being on our property. I did talk to John Holgram out of Brockton, and he is an engineer, a land surveyor and engineer, who said he's going to have everything done down here. He's got a concern. He knows him personally, and it's going to come down. He just hasn't had the chance to get here to do it just yet, but it is on the list. It will be done. We did talk to the town of Barnstable. They did not have any permits drawn on it, so there was nothing done at the time. He doesn't know when he bought the house if there was a registered plot in his packet that he got from the lawyer with a million other things. But he's cooperating with us on it and going right through.
Has he removed what's in the shed, do you know? Or at least have you had a chance to take a look at what's in the shed to make sure that it's...
I have not.
Okay.
I could, just to see, you know, if he's carrying gas in there or anything to that effect. Let's see. Yeah. I could talk to him about it, just to make sure.
I think that'd be good. Sounds like you've got a good relationship with the guy right now.
Yeah, he seems to be nice. I believe he's just down in the summertime and everything, but I can make a phone call.
Chris, I don't know if this is... going to come up in the agenda, but have we secured the survey for the rest of the land?
Has it been surveyed?
Well, yeah, but we hadn't secured the survey for the rest of the
land. Yeah, we secured the survey from when Borrego was out there.
Yeah.
They did not survey that little front piece.
Okay.
They surveyed the road back, I believe, because they considered where the tank was there not to be... That was to be stepped out separately.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got everything from him, finally looked at it, it didn't have the corner lots over there in that property zone.
But it has everything up to 28?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. The other thing I had in was that payroll problems, and I guess it's on the regular report also.
Yes.
And as we stated earlier, everything has been addressed and corrected, and everything's back online.
And about the all those letters that went out to people that they haven't paid their bills.
Lien list went out. Yep, we had the lien go to the town. It was sent to them.
Okay. And we're getting responses.
We're beyond that now at this point. We don't get any more payments at this point. At this point, it goes to lien. Lien will go on the tax bill. And we will get paid by the town of Barnstable when the taxes are paid.
I understand one of the homes is in the process of being sold. That will initiate them.
Yeah, some of this will, at a closing it will be paid through town taxes and everything else if there's any liens held on it. A little bit on the chemical upgrades. I have had two meetings with... Ryan from Tater and Howard. They have 50% shop drawings done. Came down actually yesterday and went down the pumping stations and looked again to make sure they would fit at different spots, the pumps, the analyzers, and everything else. So they're moving right along to get things moving. Just a little bit of knowledge, just to tell you, both Matt and JR are attending every Wednesday night for, I believe it's 12 nights. They're taking treatment classes down at the college from 5:30, I think it is, till 8:30. I think it's from 9 even. I'm not even positive, but They did get into the class down there, and instead of having to go all the way to Hopkinton, Mass. Yeah, they've been going right over here to the Cape Cod Community College. I believe Ray Jack from Falmouth Water Department is teaching the class, and he's a good knowledgeable gentleman. The other thing is, I was informed, and I'm sorry I didn't make more. I did send something to Vic. We had our forestry stewardship plan done from Bill Benjamin back quite a while back ago. I think, Tom, you read the report also.
Yeah.
I just got something in the mail back on the 13th that they're now putting out a grant program for a 75-25. They'll pay 75%. We'd have to pay 25% for anybody who has a plan and has an action to take on it right now. You can apply there. I don't know if it's something we want to get into. I kind of put it in your guys' hands to see how what you thought about it.
I already commented to Chris, but I'll say what I said, and I think we ought to take advantage of it. We have a forestry plan in place. We don't have the funds to implement that, but I don't know whether we can scrape up 25% of the funds, but we could implement a small part of that plan if we can get this grant.
Yeah, I think that it would be in two to three different projects. They kind of split it up into what's over behind the water department and what's in the big section over here. I called Bill Benjamin up today just to see what we're talking about for money. If he could give us an estimate maybe around how much it would cost to do, you know, what he says over here. I even thought about, after this whole goat thing that went on, about getting them goats in beside the water department to get rid of all that poison ivy and the grape and everything else that's in there. All the invasive species that runs along the side of the driveway that just keeps growing over and over and coming in. I might do it, you know, down the line this spring or something like that when everything starts growing up, see if I can get them in there and start nibbling away if I get the money left in the budget or something. I do have some improvement stuff down there, and that can be in landscaping. So it could be part of this land of the forestry program, but I think we're talking more of thinning and stuff like that. So it's definitely something to think about. You know, whether we just want to do it, whether the district wants to get involved into it a little bit. It's really it's everybody's.
We're still going to give us estimates.
Yeah, I'll see if I can. He hasn't returned my phone call yet. Okay. But when he does, I'll definitely keep you in touch with it and what's going on, how much it would cost, and keep everybody informed. I don't know how long I have to do this. They just said that they're just starting to take stuff now.
Who's the grantor? Who's offering the grants?
The Massachusetts Forward Stewardship Program. The same people that gave her the grant to do the
stewardship program.
Yeah, I can. If you want to take a piece, I can pass that down to Tom. And there was actually something that was going on today in Sheffield, Mass., which is quite a ways away. I didn't realize how far it was.
Right.
So the only questions I have, not that there's a question about whether or not we should move forward, is the cost and the timing. And whether or not we have funds, it would be equivalent to a 25% of whatever project we decide to move forward with, or whether we have to wait for the district meeting.
Correct. And if that's the case, we'd have to wait probably to 2019 if they come up with it again or something like that. But at least with them letting us know everything's going on, it can make us a little more proactive in it and keep us going on it.
I think I remember correctly, and I may not, but I think the work plan for the stuff north of 28 over by the water tower, you know, that parcel of land actually would generate revenue for us.
Right.
So it would, you know, we wouldn't have to ask the district for funds. In fact, the one thing that we asked the district was a separate, to set up a separate capital account so that those funds could go in that account. The stuff south of 28 would spend that, but north of 28 could generate money, and that money could be used then to offset some of the work south of 28 to improve the forest and get rid of some of the invasives and do some thinning. And, so that's as much as I know.
Right, and I believe looking at that, this is a refundable also, which is the same thing we ran into with the generator. They'd have to work up something that would pay this ahead of time, and we'd get the 75 paid back to us after the fact.
That's different than what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So we have to give them information. And if we decide we're in a position to move forward with any phases, we need to probably make another presentation showing the plan, exactly what we plan on doing. So if no one has any, if they have any questions, we can answer to the best of our abilities. So there'll be no surprises.
And I think Phil indicated when we, when he presented us with the plan, that if we chose to go ahead with any portion of it, he'd be one to come out and make presentations, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, he did. That, I remember that also.
Yeah, I think that would be important, even to the extent where we have plots of trees or individual trees marked as harvest and the ones that are going to stay, we know that those are going to stay. Skid roads would need to be laid out. You know, we'd need more, I'd need more information.
Yeah.
And is our land currently enrolled in the Forest Stewardship Program?
It is.
It is, okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of made that first hurdle.
Yeah.
And now it's just a matter of moving forward, probably on that northern piece, because, as I recall, like you said, the northern piece had some potential profit in it.
Yeah.
And then we'd want to be able to use that profit money for the southern side to deal with invasives, maybe some thinning, in order to encourage some additional growth for some of the mature trees that are there.
So this is the one that's been driving this. Not that it needs to be driven very hard, but he's the one that's been behind us from the beginning. I ask you to continue on with this and report back. You know what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So you can maybe see what the time plan for moving forward.
Yeah, I believe the plans that were there, we have to like 2021, something like that. They said that the plan was good until.
Be revisited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your report?
Oh, yes. That is my report.
Okay. Now for the best part. What business? We have what are we doing for GHD Engineering?
Good evening. Russ Quickhamp, engineer with GHD. Included in your package should be a couple of pages I sent over to Jen earlier that just has a rundown on the various projects. So I'll go through that, and if there's any questions, please stop me. So to start with the tank project, it's extremely close to completion. There's three minor items remaining. There's an anniversary inspection, which you do 1 year after the completion of the tank painting, which was on or about October 31st of last year, so we'll be performing that, and that's paid for by the contractor, so it's no additional funds to the district. There's a minor repair of a pothole that formed in the Main Street access road, which the contractor is also planning on taking care of within a couple of weeks, and then we owe a final payment to the Physical Corporation for $1,000. There's an additional $10,000 payment from delays incurred, but T-Mobile has agreed to pay that, and we're working out the avenues to get that paid now, but T-Mobile has agreed to it. The SCADA, the security project, at the last meeting or the last update I gave, I was hoping to have a report on what we have done for this meeting. I do have a report. I got it today, and I reviewed it. I've asked our engineers to clarify some things. In the world of SCADA, there's a lot of acronyms. It can become very confusing if you're not very familiar with it. So I went through it today and asked them just to revise some of the wording and I expect over the next couple of days I'll get that report. We also recently started coordinating with Tate and Howard as they're putting in their chemical feed, which requires certain equipment. Our security and surveillance will have equipment, and we want to co-locate that so we don't plan to put something somewhere and then Tate and Howard plans to put it, and it's two parties aren't talking to each other. So it's we want to make sure we're coordinating with them. But we expect to have a draft report very soon, and at the next commissioner's meeting, our lead SCADA engineer, I'd like to coordinate him to come down and give a brief presentation on the report, which will outline each station, what the outdated equipment is, what the proposed plan is, including cost, number of cameras, everything that we need to have to formulate the total cost. I believe there's still the security fund remaining, as this has been grant funded, and those funds will go towards the implementation of the cameras and the actual surveillance equipment. The wireless communication tower, Tower North has submitted their application to the Cape Cod Commission about a week or so ago, and they did ask for some supplemental information, things like are there lights on the facility, some minor requests. But the way this process goes from now is once the Cape Cod Commission gets their filing under the DRI, the Development of Regional Impact, the commission will set up a community meeting. They'll notify that they have the list of abutters. They'll notify that, they'll plan all the logistics, wherever the venue is, whether it's the town, it might possibly be here, but that will likely be at some point, possibly in October or early November, and then the commission has a formal hearing, hopefully in November, and then they actually have a second formal hearing, which is 30 days after the first formal hearing, at which point they make a decision or they issue a decision on the project. At that point, it goes back to the town of Barnstable for the site plan review and also the variance application, and that will also have a hearing associated with the site plan review. So if anyone gets questions or inquiries about the tower, there's still four public hearings that have to do with the tower that will be scheduled by the Cape Cod Commission. All abutters will be notified. If someone who's not an abutter has a question for that, they can contact the water department, and Jen has my information. I'll be more than happy to let them know when and where the meeting dates are. So after that process, the best case scenario, would hope for construction in April, but May or June is more likely for when we can finally get the new tower up, then we can swap the equipment over, and then we can truly decommission the former water tank site. There were some other pieces of administrative business. I believe there is a first amendment to the lease tonight, which allows T-Mobile requested some language to the amendment, which Tower North revised, and I believe Attorney Mann had reviewed that and is okay with it. So I believe that amendment is in the commissioner's packet tonight. And there's a few other bits of administrative. There is a consent agreement that basically the bidding company, Tower North, was a Vermont limited liability company. They were acquired through by a holdings company, which is a Delaware limited liability company, so it's technically a change in corporation, so the lease has to be reassigned. I believe that Tower North still is getting some information to Attorney Mann that he requested, and at that point there'll be a reassignment of the lease. And then finally there's a memorandum of lease, which is a recorded document. Basically, if anyone takes that information on the parcel of land and wants to do work, they can see that this lease has been filed with the district, and it's been a formal recorded document. And that will be approved once the option period is exercised. Basically, Tower North is not paying rent right now because they're going through the planning process. Once they start breaking ground and they start paying rent, that's when this memorandum of lease will be signed. So that will be at a later date. I just wanted to put it on the radar. Any questions about cell towers, water tanks, security?
Well, it's been on the list then.
Okay, last one.
For the first one there, I know. I think you answered it at the very end about closing out the tank. I got a number of people asking about what they're going to do with the landscaping when the old tower was taken down, and I know that it was going to be put off until the cell tower is going to be put up, and so that's going to be a while, and that will be the answer for when people ask that question again.
Correct.
It's been almost a year now.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
The security stuff. It says here that they installed a majority of the fiber. How much more is left?
I believe just some minor connections, basically the terminations at the well stations, the tank site, the main office, but all the main conduit runs have been installed. I think there's $7,000 remaining on Comtrack's contract?
No, I think it's nine, and I think that they still have to run it down the telephone poles on 28. They had to wait till after the first.
Correct.
So they have to install a pole and run it down. I have not seen them out there. I haven't seen them do it yet. They said they were going to try to get out there ASAP.
I've asked them to hold off until we have this final meeting discussing the termination details.
Yep.
With the fiber, you cannot terminate it like an electrical conduit to screw on a nut to it. You have to install it to a panel. And the question was, where inside the stations are these panels going to be located? And that brought the discussion with Tate and Howard on where their equipment's going to be located. Hence, we have to work together. So we're still working through the final footprints. So I've actually, I talked with Comtrack about that and asked them to hold off until we get the final locations.
So at this next meeting, we'll have a better idea as far as our time schedule for installation of cameras.
Correct.
And setup of equipment and completion of the job before the May meeting?
Correct.
Okay.
But you said before the May?
Before May.
I would think that's reasonable. That's something that can be accomplished. The procedure for doing that is we did it similar to Chad, and we work with the company Valley Communications, who's a state-approved vendor. So it doesn't have to be publicly bid. They've already been approved on the state's bid list, so we can work directly with them to install. So basically, once we get approval from the board and the money is appropriated or the funds are in place, we can move forward and start having them perform the installation of the equipment.
Okay. Because one of the, I don't know if you were here, we went over goals for the water department, and one of the goals is trying to clean up a lot of the projects that have been funded for a long period of time. And this funding started in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
We waited a long time for the fiber optic stuff to get
straightened
up.
Yeah.
It took forever. And I realize it's no one's fault here, it's just the way the process goes. But we really like to be able to close it out at the next meeting, at the next district meeting, and accomplish some of the goals we have.
I think that's a reasonable timeline.
Very good. Now, as far as Part C here, the wireless cell communication tower.
Correct.
It shows a number of meetings here. Is that something that would be helpful if we were at least a representative from the water board to be at each of those meetings?
Yes.
So then seeing what happens if you don't go to some.
Correct. I'll plan on going to them. I'm sure Bert Stern from Tower North, but yes, that would be helpful.
And also, I'd like the Civic Association, if they want to make note of the schedule of meetings coming up and make it available to the Civic Association newsletter or announce at a meeting. Yeah, so that way there can be no questions, at least as much as we can. We're not going to be surprising anyone. People can be involved in the process. That's all.
Okay. And then finally, the last bit of information I attached with regards to the USDA grant. Just if anyone's interested, this is the spreadsheet that gets submitted to USDA on a monthly basis. To date, we've had five grant reimbursements totaling $467,993, and remaining on the grant is $32,007. So we are spending their money quickly, and as Chairman Campbell mentioned, things are going to start moving rapidly with the security and fiber optic. Now that we have this report done, we basically have a shopping list of equipment. Go out and buy it, go out and install it, and wrap this project up.
So that USDA grant was for the fiber optics?
Yes.
Program?
It was for three projects. It was for the funding. It was $2.5 million. $2 million of it was a low-interest loan, and $500,000 was a grant for three projects, being the water tank, about $2.1
million,
land acquisition, $225,000, and the remaining funds were for the fiber optic and security.
Does that $32,000, is that sufficient for restoring the land where the tower was removed?
That's
what we're going to work with, right?
No, that was going to go towards the security. So when we submitted the grant, it had separate line items for each of the funds. So if you look on that breakdown, I believe there's about $18,000 left for the design, which would be the next phase of the SCADA security project. And it's going to be more than $18,000. It'll probably be between more than $100,000, less than $300,000, with the intention that the security budget will pay for that. There will be some additional funds left over to the tune of maybe $3,000 to $5,000, which I think I talked about with Chris. We may use that to clean the tanks. The projects, the way we spend that money, it has to be related to the projects that were submitted, which technically we could with the landscaping if that's what we want to choose with some of the money left over. But I would think we're probably better off waiting until the site's truly decommissioned. We have all the cell phone equipment, all everything relocated, and then we can discuss what to do with as far as restoration. You'd want to leave some type of an easement or a rough path where the water main is so it can be accessed in the future. But other than that, we can look at doing a landscaping plan. So there may be a few thousand dollars, but it wasn't under the original intention of the grant for any landscaping out there.
Okay.
Just one last question. The site that the tower is going to be put on, tell me there's no more than, to know what the answer is, but I have to ask a question. No more than 2 acres of land will be cleared.
No more than 2 acres, we'll be clear. No.
There was something that passed up at the top, at the parsonage, that says no more than 2 acres can be cleared for, it says for solar well paved, but it's
right.
Going to be 5 feet.
It's an 80-foot by 80-foot is what the lease area, and then there will be some minor improvements to the roadway coming in, but it will be nowhere near 2 acres.
It's
going to
be quite a bit less, yeah.
I think Don, that also said anything inside of the current solar zone, which we aren't.
I know. Yeah. I just wanted just to get it out there that it's not going to take up a lot of land.
No.
Yeah. No. It's going to be far less land than what we're able to restore by decommissioning the tank.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks. All right. With what Russ had said there, this is the amendment that I have here that has to be signed.
Okay.
It says on it, and memorandum of lease, the MOL, that is not in here. We've been advised by our attorney not to sign that yet. He said it's not complete. He wants to wait till it's complete. And once we get the okay from him, we'll come back to you on that. But they need this to get things going with T-Mobile. T-Mobile will not sign over a lease to them or something until they have this. So there's two signatures there. Only one person has to sign it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ.
What do you mean by 25?
What's left? This is nothing compared to the contracts we had to sign for the water tower. Made me nervous.
I think you signed your golf course away.
So the issue with the salary has been resolved?
Correct.
Not needed to go anymore. Position description update.
Yeah, I think how we left this at the last meeting was what we needed collectively to do was put our heads together and take those three position descriptions and determine the elements that the employees would be evaluated on from those. And Jen's come up with a pretty good summary of, I think, everybody in the water department's thoughts, and I've done some editing on that, but I need to get some, or we can work it both ways, get some input from you all, or I can take what I have, edit it, put it back together, and send those elements out to you. I'd rather have the elements from you if you can. And again, I think we ought to stick to no more than five elements, which I think you can include all the critical duties of all the positions in, for evaluation. But I'm open to whatever you want to do.
Before we get to the elements, that I would spend some time going over some of these, and there seem to be some redundancies.
Yeah, there are.
Between superintendent and office manager. And a number of things that I think should be cleaned up. Like one part says, this is for superintendent, direction oversees all required and incidental water quality testing ensures all local, state, and federal testing standards are met or exceeded. It could say directs and oversees or delegates all required, because if he's not there, he can't do it. He has to be able to tell someone to do it. They have the responsibility, and that can be moved over to the second paragraph there. It talks about managing the personnel, equipment contracts, supplies, and the desired outcome to provide high quality water. The third paragraph talks about responsible for recruiting, screening, Corey, and all relevant background checks, and hiring new employees. We have the results of that should go to the board before the hiring, I believe. I know that we had an interview process with the office manager.
Mm-hmm.
On the fifth paragraph, it talks about monitoring, enforcing water conservation measures, and further on down, it talks about use all available security procedures and equipment and safeguard to a fire district, water supply, and protect the infrastructure from vandalism, theft, or damage. We just wanted to add to the standards of the security system that we're working from. We can only do what we can do with what we have to work with.
If you want to give me your written comments, or better yet, if you can use track changes and send them to me, I'll try and incorporate them all in the three job descriptions.
Okay.
You know, that.
Pretty much that was just the one, and one of the things I also thought was important in a small department like this, when there's really office manager, superintendent, and three operators. Not like the person on the right doesn't know what the person on the left is doing. But sometimes they don't know what the boss is doing. So to have a certain degree of cross-training, so everyone has an idea how to do something, that they get put in a place where they have to do it, there's emergency. You're all hunting in Maine,
yeah.
Stuff like that. That was the most important that you're looking for.
Yeah, that, and then I think the next step, once we're settled on these job descriptions, but I think we're settled enough that you could go through them now and say, okay, you know, here are the elements that they'll be evaluated on. Because there's a lot of stuff in there that, you know, isn't critical to the job. You want them to do it, but those critical elements, I think, is what we're after. And those are going to be different for the operators and Chris and Jen's jobs.
Yeah. So where's Jen? Did she give you a list of it?
She just sent them to Vic to look at. Yeah.
Yeah. And
that that's basically that. Jen sat down, looked at that, and wrote up a bunch of stuff there.
And I can take her list, edit it, and send it out to both of you if you want.
That's what, yeah. By the way, do you have a bachelor's degree?
No.
You cross that one off then.
Okay. That's for the future. A bachelor's degree or a extra
environmental
or superior knowledge of the system. How about that?
Equivalent knowledge. I mean, I had little
comments like that on mine written down, you know, like just wordsmithing from the
Yeah, well, that's
and good. I think if you send us a digital copy, we could track those into the document and then get it back to you. And then if we had your and Jen's input on the critical elements, we could add to that as well.
I think the other thing here that we had brought up earlier in this business of PDs and evaluation for employees is the structure of the personnel in the water department how we want it. Is it the most effective structure we can have? And you brought this up a meeting or two ago, Don. You know, with Chris, we don't really have a backup. And do we want to change the structure of our employees down so that he does have a backup? Anyway, we're not going to decide that tonight, but it's certainly something that we have to consider and you know, tackle soon.
Okay.
Yeah, so an assistant superintendent.
Yeah.
Right.
Or a senior operator. I mean, a senior operator that could have responsibility, you know. However that's worded, however, kind of what you have now.
Right.
And we have to have right in writing what the responsibilities are. So is there any more discussion on that?
No. I don't have anything. I will get a combined mine and Jen's comments about critical elements out to you, but if you...
Dick, just keep me involved in that, too, if you do some updating.
Yeah.
Send me some updated versions and everything else so I can keep going.
Okay. And then the PDs, if you can send me your comments on those. And I think there's, at least on Chris's position description, there were a couple of comments that I had. I don't know whether you can see those on the printed version or whether that's just
on the grayed out area there.
Yeah. You can't see them.
Probably not.
No, you can see it. Flip it over. You have a glass of over there.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Which is more questions than comments.
What software are you using on this?
Just Word.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So this will be on the agenda for next month. We'll try to get it all back and forth.
Yeah.
Very good. The last item under old business has to do with the water rate cost service study. I received from the chairperson of the Prudential Committee a copy of a Stewart Fire District water system cost of service study bid request. Everyone should have a copy of it there.
Yeah.
I know you haven't had a chance to look at it. You want to look at it for a second before we talk about it. But it talks about district and water system description, the water system cost of service bid requirements. B1 is outline experience in dealing with similar projects, layout project schedule and cost, including billing rates for extra work. Identify staff qualifications for those who would be assigned to the project, provide three municipal references from similar projects, provide evidence of insurance coverage including liability and workers' comp, provide a usable model to the district for future rate calculation based on project results and incorporating the elements outlined in the American Water Works Association's principles of rates, fees, and charges manual. Identify list system components by type, age, dimensions, use, replacement cycle, and replacement cost, and any other information deemed necessary for the completion of a comprehensive cost of service study. I developed a 5-year required capital budget based on the study. Identify existing and potential user classes and a seven-year historic consumption rate by user class. Identify all costs related to the system, such as operating, including but not limited to wages and power, maintenance, engineering, administrative, including but not limited to insurance, debt service, employee benefits, billing and collection. Classify costs, by each user class and meter size, derive a user class unit cost of service and model format based on current and projected water consumption, taking into account a normal pattern of weather fluctuation. Identify the impact of new water quality regulations. Let's finish that.
Number eight.
Which one were you on?
Propose alternate implementation plans to move from the existing rate structure to the proposed one in the model. Nine is present draft conclusions and recommendations to the district, and 10 is summarize work scope and results in a written report to be presented to the district with a suitable version for public consumption. Assist in the presentation of the results to the district taxpayers.
There is a representative from Prudential Committee here. Do you have any comments?
No.
The answer is no.
So is this basically the RFP that we would send out?
Is this basically the RFP that's going to be sent out? It has to be presented in a different way, doesn't it? My understanding is these are the items that are going to be part of the request. How it's formatted when it goes out to the public. I knew I'd get them up there.
We got them now.
Dan Goldstein, 12-2 Remain, Prudential Committee. You really need, when you go out for an RFP, you really need a scope of work. So you need a total scope of work. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm getting to become familiar with it, with the space needs assessment, so I'll know more about it in 2 to 4 weeks, but I've been told you need a pretty extensive scope of work so that people that bid on it know exactly what they're going to be, that needs to be done. That's effectively the limit of my knowledge right now.
Okay. I mean, this is a lot of work right here.
This may go over the $25,000.
Yeah. Well, number three alone, I think, would be about $25,000.
Well, and number three here, and I think we have to be a little bit careful about what responsibilities we add to the work that Chris already does, because I think this information's available in the Water Department office, but someone's going to have to dig that out and essentially put that together for whoever gets the contract for this. So those responsibilities are going to fall on Chris, probably for the most part. And again, you know, Chris's time is limited, and I don't know what to do about that other than say that, you know, a lot of this work's going to fall on his shoulders, and the demands are going to fall on him. So I think just as long as we're aware of that.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff here is all records. It'll be a lot of going through all the historical data that we have and everything else. Some of this we have, some of it's easy to find, some of it, you know, I might end up in the attic going through old boxes to find. So, there's a lot. It's tough going out with something like that. You gotta make sure you go in the proper newspapers, the proper state places. I believe there's been talk about a procurement officer in town. We don't have one currently right now. There's a lot of rules out there that got to be followed on something like this, and it's just going to be make sure everything's done by. It's going to take a lot of work, and I was advised with what they want to do, or what we want to do, it's over $25,000. It's more like to write up a scope of work, you're talking closer to the 25 than what's actually for the work to be done. It's quite a bit of, it's some money and some time involved behind it.
Stan, In your discussions in putting together these needs, was there any discussion about doing it in a stepwise process? I mean, to do this rate studies doesn't seem like it has to be done as one plate of pasta. You know, that you can separate this out into a two-course or a three-course meal and get to where you want to be, but you can...
Stan Goldstein again. Speaking from my own market, since not for effectively for the Prudential Committee, but it seems logical that if the scope of work is going to wind up costing more than the money that's been allocated for this particular fiscal year, then you may have to break the project up into several areas. You know, what do we need today? What do you need tomorrow? And what do you need really for the future, kind of thing, and go from there.
Okay, not to be, I don't know how I'm going to turn this, but I know of a lot of studies that have been done in a lot of different towns, a lot of different things, and lots of money was spent on those studies, but when they were done, they were just not even regarded. They look at them and they say, this is not good, this is not what I was looking for, or this will not work here. So my hope is that we find something we could use and move on and be a productive thing. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that there's no guarantee that it would be a workable solution for us. Because I believe in the bylaws, the water department sets the rate. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And I have no intention of not just trying to say it out loud, that's all. Okay? Anything else we need to talk about? I was just looking at a little list of goals I have for this year. And things like completing all special appropriations projects, ongoing projects, timeline completion, stuff like that. We're pretty much staying in line with this stuff. Some of the older ones, like Russell Park, that should be completed by the next May meeting. Ongoing projects can have timelines for them. We still have to initiate the review of the weight or possible wage adjustment. Mm-hmm. That will probably be done after we complete looking at the positions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Try to get one thing done before we start another one. Okay?
I've got some new business.
Awesome, new business.
Yeah, I walked the south side of the water company land on with Borrego and a representative of Foster Environmental, who is their subcontractor for restoration of the site. We spent most of our time on the two main roads that they put in. One loops back to the left and parallels the development, the housing development. The other one loops to the right and goes towards Station 4. Okay, I always mix those up. Anyway, those are the main impact areas, and we talked about removing all trees that were knocked down, either removing or chipping that, regrading where they push trees out to fill in the stump holes, putting down loam, and placing seedlings. And we went over the list of tree species that might be used in those areas. And they were going to try and have a restoration plan for us tonight. Obviously, they don't have that yet. But their subcontractor, Brego's subcontractor, Foster.
It's something like that. Yeah,
I have his card. And then,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, they seem very conscientious and very capable. And he had some questions of what Brego's specifications were, but I think that'll get done in short order. And I stressed to him that if we're going to do something this fall, if you're going to get trees in the ground, that time is running short. I mean, we may be running out, so it may be next spring. They may be able to get the grading and everything done and the tree removal, and then the planting would be done next spring. That's one thing, and I have a second thing, but if you have any questions about that. We sent, I don't know, Matt.
Matt gave quite a detailed little note on how you guys did out there.
Yeah.
And specifically, no black oaks and everything else, yeah.
I think both the representative from Brigo and the Foster Environmental were a little surprised at the amount of clearing that had gone on back there for the purposes of digging some test holes. Anyway, that's the status as far as I know, and I guess by the next meeting we ought to have a restoration plan.
I would hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so. If I don't see anything in the next couple of weeks, I'll definitely give Zach a call and tell him he's going to, you know, get on it.
I would think if he could get it in the ground by the end of October, it would be okay. Mm-hmm. But
it would
time flies pretty quick. You know, we still have leaves on trees through October nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, the soil's pretty soft and moist, and that's a big concern I would have. But I think you've got time. If they've been out there and they've looked at it, it shouldn't take them much to put a plan together and get some plants in the ground. Yeah. Have some grading to do.
Some chipping and tree
chipping.
Anyway, the second item was, and I don't know whether you noticed this, but there was a fence constructed on Lowell Road and Main Street, and it didn't entirely enclose our water hydrant, but they didn't notify Chris or the fire chief that they were building a fence that was inhibiting access to our fire hydrant. Anyway, what I'd suggest is that we send letter to the town that says any kind of structure is built that impacts the water department or the fire department's operations, that they have a discussion with Chris and the fire chief. The fence is nearly gone now. Somebody ran it over, but and the fence is technically in the road right away. I talked to the town engineer about this, the town surveyor, and the fence was constructed in the road right away. I think the purpose of that fence, and I'm guessing here, was they didn't want people parking in there during ball games. Which is okay, but my objection to it was that, one, it was done without notifying us, who are responsible for those fire hydrants, or the fire chief. Ray's opinion was, well, if there's an obstruction there, we'll just tear it down. If there's a fire, we need access to it. But that also takes time. So I don't know whether you want to discuss this a lot or...
I'll send a simple note out to somebody, the town man, the town engineer. I could even...
I'll express it to the building department for the building, because if they...
Do they have to follow their own rules? Do they have to pull a permit to put anything up?
It was the town that put it up?
It was the town that put the fence up. I got a letter back. I tried to get a hold of Dan.
Brian Florence is a new building commissioner.
Sanford.
Santos, okay.
Yeah, and he never answered me directly, but I got a letter from...
I know the guy from the Roads and Grounds, Joe Orchuk, they're going to be doing some paving down on Pine Ridge Road. He just talked to me about that, and I got to talk to him. I'll find out from him who to actually talk to about sending any kind of structures. I'm not sure if it's so much structures and grounds, if it's engineering that does it. I'm not sure, you know, which guy is in charge of, you know, the edges of the road.
Well, I'll send you the email that I got from the town. And I don't have anything against beautification, but I think public safety trumps beautification.
Right. Yeah.
In the Mass State Fire Code 527 CMR, there is a specific code address to fences and stuff around hydrants, and I can look it up.
You only got a couple of days, Steve, but I heard.
I can look tomorrow.
Somebody didn't like that fence.
No, somebody didn't make it around that corner the other night.
No.
I know, is that what you, is that okay? You all set with, you have any other news?
No, that's all I have. Yeah.
Something just came up in my head, and I didn't have it written on my report, and I just wanted to mention, Matt and JR, I got a phone call from them and put a little something from a customer. They went over and flushed their line off, took a meter out. I had gone over and tested the end of a road, dead end. So I myself couldn't go over there to do some stuff, so I sent them over. And she did call me back after they left and just told me I had a couple great guys there and do whatever I could to keep them. It was
great.
Yeah, it's good to hear the good things from people instead of the bad, I'll tell you right now. So I did put a little note in their file and everything else, but I just want to keep you guys and me up that they're doing a good job out there.
Man, just great. Just to add something to that, you know, once we get rid of this or get settled on these job descriptions and evaluation systems, I think the next step is build in some kind of reward system when people do exceptional work, and that's...
Okay, do we want to schedule the next meeting? Is there any other discussion or anything?
I guess I'd just like to say I'd like to get these job descriptions and the elements for the evaluations done. No?
Yeah.
As quickly
too.
As we can.
Yeah, they've been going for a long time.
So we can make these a priority.
So the third Wednesday in October is the 18th.
I've got a conflict that day.
Okay. Is it the whole week or is it that day?
Just that day.
So
October 18th,
I could do it.
What
I can do it any other day in October, I believe. But
the just to let you guys know too, I will be gone from the 7th to the 16th. I don't have to be there. If you guys need to have it any time then, I can request that Jen shows up for the meeting. She's a lot funner to have around than me.
Give yourself some credit there, Chris.
So we can use, I don't know if the hall is being used, the 17th or the 8th or the 8th. I mean, yeah, 19th.
The 19th it is, I believe. We could ask our representative. I think, isn't it Thursday nights that the hall is being used? Yes.
Tuesday nights for free.
I remember Tuesday.
I can inquire about the 17th.
Can we go earlier in that week to the 16th?
I'm retired. I can do anything I want.
I'm retired and I can't.
You will be.
I will be on the 16th.
That'd be Monday the 16th.
Can we do that?
Okay, next week.
We can do it if you want. It doesn't really matter.
So the next meeting will be Monday the 16th, unless we found out we can't use the hall.
I will check on Monday the 16th. I will not be here. Jen will probably be the representative. So you just leave. We'll be getting back that day.
Okay. Okay.
So we have a motion to
make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I'm still 6 o'clock meeting, right? Do you have my email to send that stuff to me?